Hello, everybody. My name is John Ingram with KUBC Gold Radio, and I am very happy to be back in the studio with Stacy Ryan from the Valley Symphony Association. And on the phone, we have Katie Christofferson, who is the chorus conductor at the upcoming shows this weekend at the Valley Symphony Association at the well, why don't you tell us, Stacy? Tell us, first of all, where and when, for those of us who don't know or who didn't hear the last interview we did earlier this week. Tell us what the details are for this weekend's shows.
Sure. So we'll be at the Montrose Pavilion, which is at 1800 East Pavilion Drive in Montrose. And we are playing on Saturday the 4th, tomorrow, from 7:30 p.m., starting at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday the 5th at 3 p.m.
We were joined with Charlotte Ruth Harrison a little bit earlier in the week, who is going to be the guest conductor, and then Katie Christofferson, the chorus conductor, this weekend. And Katie, tell us just how excited you are about this weekend's event.
Oh, I'm super excited. This is a really meaningful concert for me for all kinds of reasons. But when we first explored the theme last year of young composers, of course, we were searching in the past, which is what Charlotte Ruth Harrison's portion really highlights, young composers' first symphonies, which is fascinating to experience and play. But also, we have the opportunity to explore the present and the future from the chorus's perspective. So we are featuring three original works that were written for this concert from three different people who live in the area, and they're written for the chorus. So Anwen Borgo is a freshman at Berklee College of Music, and I'm the conductor, and I don't have anything published, but I've been writing for a long time, and I wrote something for the chorus. And then one of my choir members, Nathan Howe, has a bazillion things published, and he wrote something for the chorus. So super fun to show the arc of somebody just starting out, and for me, who's been doing it for a long time, but is still learning and growing and experimenting. And then for somebody like Nathan, who's had lots of his works performed in state competitions, that kind of thing, write for us as well. So plus we get to sing one of Gershwin's first, a piece from Gershwin's first musical, which is fascinating. He's writing about love at 15, and the lyrics are hilariously immature.
Yum yum. So yum yum, I hear.
Yeah, it's weird, and it just shows like what growing up and composing looks like, and I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Katie, why don't you tell us a little bit? I'm curious about your background, kind of how you got into music in the first place, and how you ended up with the Valley Symphony Association for their concerts this weekend.
Sure. Well, I have two older siblings and a younger sibling, but my older siblings were quite a bit older than me. So my sister's like 9 years older than me, and my brother's 4 years older. When I was very little, like two or three, I would always hear them practicing piano, and we would like fight over the piano as kids. And I luckily was born with a good ear, and I would go in the room when they were gone and try to play the things they were playing, and was able to start doing that and started writing music at a really young age, at like 3 and 4, and just blew up with piano music. But I also had an interesting arc of anxiety and what would you call it? Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting the word, but just like fear of like the imposter syndrome, like who am I to be writing this? And maybe my ear is picking up melodies that I heard from Disney movies, and is that stealing, that kind of thing. So I stopped writing in middle and high school. And then finally, thankfully in college, had a mentor who started to draw that back out of me. And I just, the choral world to me, this is a very nerdy thing to say, but it is the greatest team sport that there is. And I love writing for choirs, because what you can do with lots of voices, human voices, is so exciting to stand in front of and receive as a conductor or an audience. So I, once we moved here and being offered the opportunity to conduct the Valley Symphony Chorus after all my journey, has been a totally amazing process. And I would say pretty healing, actually, where I feel really free to express myself creatively, but also empower people who want to express themselves musically. So we're a pretty organic, pretty democratic little group. And it's so fun when people throw their ideas at me and we do it.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, that's great. And I'm also, this may be a little bit of a naive question, but what does the practice look like? How often do you guys get together? How often before the show? What does that kind of preparation process look like?
That's great. Not naive at all. We rehearse once a week on Tuesdays for 2 hours. And we rehearse as many times as we can before the concert, because for vocal singing, repetition is really important. We sing really complex rhythmic stuff, and that's what it is. We show up, we warm up, and then we run things and drill things and repeat things and do all kinds of weird vocal techniques to get us to find a good blending sound. And a lot of the work we do as well is rehearsing on our own. Our choir is really good about practicing at home and using recordings. And I think it's really shown in our growth over the last 2 years.
Right. No. And I, Stacey, back to you. I wanted to talk just about the sponsor for this concert. Of course, Montrose Regional Health is the proud supporter of the concert this weekend. And then, of course, Cimarron Wealth Management. I was hoping you could kind of just talk a little bit more about just what the sponsors mean to you and how important their support is to the community and to you guys as a whole.
Oh my gosh, it's hard to put into words, really. Cimarron Wealth Management has been a longtime sponsor of the symphony, the Valley Symphony Association. This year, they stepped up to be our very first ever season partner, and they've committed to 3 years of that, hopefully more. But right out of the gate, they were in for 3 years. And that's a huge thing for us. And it's very validating. We just celebrated our 50th last year. We're in our 51st season. And I hear all the time people don't know about the Valley Symphony. I didn't know there was a symphony here. It's like, yes, there's a live symphony here, and you can bring yourself and your kids and your any multi-generational, you know, family stuff. We want to see the makeup that we have on the stage, which is from teens to octogenarians. We want to see that out in our audiences. We love our audiences, and we want our audiences to grow. And so that's what our sponsors help us do. And also, Montrose Regional Health has also been a very long time sponsor, and they've stepped into the concert partnership level for quite a few years. And again, we are just so grateful for them. So what our partners do is help us get the word out, because it is difficult in this area. And we're not just Montrose. We are a regional organization. We have people from Telluride to Fruita to Austin to Cedar Edge to Junction to Montrose Delta. All our instrumentalists and our choral our vocalists are from all over Ridgeway, Katie. And because we have such a regional audience, it really helps. It helps us get the word out that way. Their support does. The partner support helps us get the word out all over, so we can bring more people into Montrose to hear us play.
No, that's great. I know that, you know, like you said, you get people from far and wide on the Western Slope. How do you find people to participate in the chorus and the orchestra? Where do they come from? Are there tryouts? Take me a little bit behind that process.
Well, so I'll let Katie speak to the chorus part of it, but really they typically find the musicians, or the musicians find the musicians. Currently, you know, maybe in time we could start to do more of a push. But if you're out there and you do play an instrument or played it years ago, I didn't play for 25 years, picked it back up 13 years ago, and it does come back. And it's so rewarding to play in a group. That's what you learn, you know, we have a very strong amateur base of musicians that play, and we're good.
Yeah.
It sounds really good. You would love it if you came out and listened. So just come out and listen. But Katie, if you can speak to the audition process for the chorus.
Sure. So we audition interested members every August, and it's a quick audition, because it is truly, this is a community organization, but the audition process helps us learn about the importance of sight reading and of finding the correct vocal range to sing in within the chorus. But it also, what I think has happened with this audition process is it has created a feeling of pride that you know, it's an honor to be in this group, and that translates to how we rehearse, and it translates to how we perform. And I think we've had so many inquiries about people wanting to join the chorus that it shows me it generates interest, mystique, and like excitement among people.
100%. Very well said. And again, I'm sure a very tight knit group with coming from, you know, having similar interests, but also just spending so much time together during the preparation. And I'm also curious, Katie, tell me a little bit about maybe some of your role models in the field. You know, anybody, whether it's an obscure person or somebody we all might know, who inspires you to do what you do?
That's a good question. That's a great question. I've had a lot of role models within and without music, the world of music. I would say my mentor in college at Miami University, his name is Dr. Ethan Sperry, reminded me of myself in a way that helped me explore my gifts without being afraid of them or afraid of like the ego of writing something and thinking it's awesome. I was scared of that. He took me on as a student conductor and pushed me to write things for the choir and to conduct my peers, which was just an absolutely amazing experience. And he was wildly creative, still is. And he would draw in any local in the area that he knew to help elevate the music we were performing. So he actually had a contract to work with the super famous Bollywood composer A.R. Rahman, who's written music for like the highest grossing Bollywood movies in the world. And he arranged it for us. And we would do these crazy concerts where all of these kids would wear saris, and we would have authentic native Indian musicians playing tablas, all these instruments. It was absolutely crazy for this to be happening in the middle of a cornfield in Ohio. And it showed me, for real, it is. And it showed me that no matter where you are, if you can see your community really clearly, then you can empower people to step up and collaborate with you and to do anything. Anything's possible. It's just a question of how you integrate people into a community and how you create a safe place to create and, you know, come up with weird ideas and see what happens. And now he's directing the Portland State Chamber Singers in Portland, Oregon. And that I keep hearing that choir featured on radio stations, and I'm just so proud that I got to experience his wisdom at a really formative time in his life before he blossomed into one of the best conductors in our country.
Oh, that's great. That was a great answer, and I can understand the inspiration. Stacey, hoping we can expand just a little bit more on exactly what people who come to the shows this weekend, what they will see. It's called Young Composers Be Inspired, and just kind of elaborate on what exactly that means.
So what that means is we're just excited to present all these different angles about the young composer's journey, as Katie touched on, its past and present. So as we mentioned, the orchestra is going to treat us to a creative presentation of movements from the first symphonies of five different masters. We've got Mozart, Schubert, Mendelssohn, Bizet, and Glazunov. And our guest conductor, Charlotte, has creatively chosen one movement from each of these geniuses, these prodigies, the very first symphonies they ever wrote. And then the second half, we're going to the chorus, as Katie mentioned, we're going to look into the contemporary composer's journeys from three different vantage points. And we have a couple of other little things we're going to throw in there. And then we will do together, we're going to do two pieces together. The chorus and orchestra will do two pieces that are quite lovely. But I do want Katie to mention what we're calling the ice cream sundae composition.
Oh.
So Katie, do you want to mention what that's going to look like?
Yeah. So it's this is a good segue from my little rant about my mentor, Dr. Ethan Sperry, because he's taught me that maybe this is a maybe this is a mistake in some ways, not this idea, but the thinking that, hey, you have an idea and it feels like it's a good fit, just try it. And that is exactly what we are doing. So the idea is a little experiment where we have, you know, a little bucket by the front door when people are coming in, and we ask young people under the age of 18 if they might be interested to be called up on stage to put together a composition and conduct the symphony and the chorus, the orchestra and the chorus, which is a wild idea.
Yeah.
So I wrote what I hope is a simple enough little piece for the chorus and the orchestra to use as a landscape. And the kiddo will come up and we'll build two different ice cream sundae things. So whether it's a cone or a cup, we have visuals on stage, and vanilla or chocolate or sprinkles and fudge. And those things mean a different arrangement wow. of the little piece that the orchestra and chorus have in front of them.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So I think it'll be really cool. We'll see what happens. And I hope the audience can understand the process. It's my job to clearly explain that. But what's awesome is they get to stand, this little kiddo gets to stand in front of that sound and those people and make decisions
right.
about what is heard and then conduct them. And
yeah.
that is, like, I think would
it's pretty
just
amazing.
Blow my mind if
yeah.
I were a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's really cool. I think the audience, I mean, you explained it very well just now. I'm sure the audience will be all about it. It seems very intriguing. I think it's a great idea.
And be very encouraging and kind of roll with it and
right.
have fun. So
absolutely.
Not
yeah,
we'll roll with it.
Not something you would necessarily expect at a classical concert. So again, just another way that it shows that we're really all about community and looking for
yeah.
community support to come on out to the concert.
Very good. Well, Stacy, is there anything else that I haven't mentioned or that you haven't mentioned that you want to take the time to discuss to our audience right now?
Yeah, no, just really that we have tickets available at the door, and students are $5 and adults are $25. And you can get tickets at clubs in Delta. You can get them at our season partner, Cimarron Wealth Management, as well as Colorado Smiles here in Montrose, and online at valleysymphony.net.
Very good. And Katie, anything else you want to add?
Oh, no, I'm just so grateful to have this opportunity to talk with you. And thank you for featuring this piece. This matters to us and it's what we love to do. So thank you.
We are happy to provide a platform. This is a great cause. It's great for the community. And it's a lot of fun. It's the arts. Doesn't get any better
That's
than
right.
that. Well, that was
right.
Katie Christofferson, the chorus conductor at this weekend's Valley Symphony Association. There's going to be, just a whole lot of fun. You heard about the ice cream sundae feature that they're doing, and it really is going to be a great time. So if you have some available time this weekend, you want to kind of up your culture a little bit, this is a great way to do it. If you've never been to an event like this before, this would be a great opportunity to start. Life is short and we need to experience things like this. That is going to be this Saturday. That is the 4th of February at 7:30. So it's going to be tomorrow. And then also on Sunday, on February 5th, beginning at 3 p.m. And we are very proud to be able to have talked with you. And of course, you're both welcome anytime. We really appreciate it. And we will get back now to our regularly scheduled programming on KUBC
Thank
Gold.
You.